that have come through in the last few days that I've also added in. There's a range of different topics, so let's get straight into it. First up is actually one of the articles that we briefly mentioned on Tuesday night's radio show regarding Dan Andrews, who is now just plain and simply, excuse the French, but just taking the piss out of all Victorians. I mean, this is how insane it is. Now, if you missed that radio show, of course, the podcast has been uploaded for all podcast members to access, along with the full transcript of the show and everything as well. Now, the article that we briefly mentioned, okay, get this, is about Dan Andrews taking on the position of mental health specifically for youth. Yes, you heard that correctly. As insane as it sounds, it is sadly very true. So this is the article. This is what he's doing now. Former Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews takes on new gig as head of mental health organisation. Daniel Andrews has taken on a new role after spending nearly 10 years as Victorian Premier. Andrews will become chairman of Origin, one of the largest mental health research organisations in Australia. Origin also claims to be the largest clinical research organisation focused on youth mental health in the world. Andrews will take on the new job for a 3-year term. What could possibly go wrong? I'm incredibly proud to take on this leadership role to help Origin and its world-leading experts at this pivotal time for youth mental health in Australia and globally, Andrew said. You wonder why it's such a pivotal time in history for youth mental health, mate? Because of you. Okay? Origin is one of Australia's most important organisations with a bold vision for all young people to enjoy the very best mental health as they grow into adulthood. Where was that focus during COVID, I ask you? Andrews advocated for mental health during his time as Premier, setting up a royal commission into Victoria's mental health system, which achieved absolutely nothing. He also helped secure funding for Origin's medical facilities in Parkville. I mean, this is just nuts. I mean, this is the guy who single-handedly caused more mental health problems than any other person in this country, and now he's taking on that position. I mean, as I said before, surely he's just taking the piss now and just seeing how far he can really push things before people finally start to stand up and speak out against this insanity. Now, thankfully, some people are, and in fact, the ex-treasurer is actually calling out Daniel Andrews' complete incompetence, as this article shows. So this is good to see people finally speaking out. Peter Costello gave Victoria's former Premier Daniel Andrews a spray at Alliance for Responsible Citizenship. Victorian Premier Andrews has been accused of presiding over an incompetent government that is the worst in Australia. Mr. Costello, the Federal Treasurer under Liberal Prime Minister John Howard, gave a crowd of 700 people at the Alliance for Responsible Citizenship Conference in Sydney on Tuesday his assessment of Mr. Andrews' Labor government during COVID-19. He said the Andrews government had failed every test of prudent budget management. Every test. Not most of them, not the majority of them. Every test. And that Daniel Andrews had led the most incompetent government in the nation. The former Treasurer told the crowd Mr. Andrews' government was moronic for the restrictions his government placed on Victorians during the during the pandemic. He said the Andrews government had closed playgrounds in Melbourne and chained swings and slides to stop children from using them during COVID. Children weren't dying from COVID and they wouldn't die by using swings or slides, he said. You think? Where was that common sense a few years ago? This moronic government even decided to institute a curfew. You're not going to catch COVID driving alone in your car after 9 p.m. Mr. Costello said it was scary and concerning how freely people gave up their rights during the pandemic. Yes, 1,000%. Our leaders got a taste for control, he said. We saw that liberties could be taken away very easily. Now, this is the ex-treasurer spelling this out in the mainstream media. Okay? So please take note. They got that taste of how easily they could control people and they loved it. And that's what they're pushing for. Now, despite the fact that you've got someone like the treasurer coming out and calling Daniel Andrews out on his insane, moronic government, they still want to build a statue in honour of this Muppet. I mean, seriously. Okay, they should be hanging him from a yardarm. Okay? Hopefully someone will hold him to account. And on that point, this is a really important reminder. If you haven't yet done so, please make sure you go and do a search for the Bike Boy Scandal. Okay, the Bike Boy Scandal. They've got a social media presence everywhere on Facebook and Instagram and X, and just see what the Muellermans are doing to try and finally hold Dan Andrews to account. And of course, do be sure to offer them your support as well. But wait, there's more. Of course there is, it's Daniel Andrews. Okay, it gets even worse because the media is now reporting on the fact that people in Glasgow, okay, are so thankful for the complete incompetence of the Andrews government, whereby they created essentially a free Commonwealth Games, okay, for Glasgow. They're now actually walking around, okay, with cardboard cutouts of Dan Andrews and celebrating him. I mean, here's the photo right there. This is how insane it's now become. Okay, how on earth this idiot was voted back in is beyond me. But please, everybody needs to be aware of this. The article's entitled, Scots Thrilled with Daniel Andrews Over Decision Which Forced Victorian Taxpayers to Pay for Glasgow Games. Residents of Scotland's largest city have thanked Daniel Andrews after the former Labour Premier forced Victorian taxpayers to fund the 2026 Glasgow Commonwealth Games. Scotland's largest city is set to host a slimmed-down version of the international sporting event in 2026 after the former Labour leader abruptly abandoned plans to bring the game to regional Victoria. The decision has led to more than $200 million of taxpayer funds funneled to Scotland. Right here, we've got a cost of living, you know, crisis. We've got a housing crisis. And what are we doing to fix that? We're throwing away $200 million because of Andrew's complete incompetence.
So there you have it, peeps. This is the place, Origin, specialist program. This is Revolution in Mind. Working with young people, our partners, and one another, we're redefining what's possible in global youth health, mental health research policy, education, and clinical care. We're Origin, and let's go down a bit. Oh, what have we got here? Latest news, Dan Andrews, AC, appointed as chair of Origin. You can skip 3 minutes if this is going to bore you, but here it goes. The Origin Board is pleased to announce the appointment of former Victorian Premier, the Dishonourable Dan Andrews, AC, as Origin Chair. As Australia's designated Centre of Excellence in youth mental health, Origin is the largest transitional mental health research organisation in Australia and the largest clinical research organisation focused on youth mental health in the world. Mr. Andrews was appointed by the Board of Directors to fill the position for a 3-year term. Mr. Andrews served as Premier of Victoria between 2014 and 2023, Leader of the Opposition between 2010 and 2014, and Minister for Health between 2007 and 2010. Throughout this time, he was a significant mental health advocate, which included establishing the Royal Commission into Victoria's mental health system and helping to fund the development of Origin's Parkville site in Melbourne's biomedical precinct. I'm incredibly proud to take on this leadership role to help Origin and its world-leading experts at this pivotal time for youth mental health in Australia and globally, Mr. Shithead said. Origin is one of Australia's most important organisations with a bold vision for all young people to enjoy the very best mental health as they grow into adulthood. It will be an honour to work closely with Executive Director Professor Patrick McGorry and to help him realise that vision through Origin's groundbreaking research knowledge translation, la-di-da. Origin's Executive Director, Professor Patrick McGorry, AO, said Origin was fortunate to welcome a leader with Mr. Andrews' experience, influence, and demonstrated commitment to mental health. Oh, of course he fucking did, the cunt. With 20 years of leadership in mental health reform, Daniel Andrews will be an outstanding leader for Origin and the field of youth mental health, Professor McGorry said. Mr. Andrews has a proven record as an agent of change with a strategic mindset, which are invaluable attributes for Origin as we continue to lead youth mental health reform while navigating fund challenges to secure the support we need to sustain our vital work. Mr. Andrews has already played a significant role in the Origin story, and I'd look forward to working with him on writing the next chapters. It must be a pedo, that cunt. Mr. Andrews replaces Dr. Jane Watts, who is currently serving as an interim Origin board chair, following the departure of Professor Sir Edward Byrne, a.k.a. last position, which this dickhead has already filled. Revolution in mind. Origin. This is their bottom of the page. Contact us. Yeah. Here's some contacts. You can pause that if you want to, peoples. There's the address, there's the postal address, there's some numbers. If you want to jot down and pause the page. And I'll show you where this location is. It's in Parkville on Poplar Road. This is where the state mental institutions used to be, where they used to lock people up for mental disturbances and that. Also, there's like a juvenile facility around the area too, and it's close to the zoo too, so they really like to mock people of this city, let's say. There's that Royal Melbourne Hospital, the Royal Park section, that's for like mental inpatients. Poplar Road, there's a few nut houses. There's this CSL, Commonwealth Serum Laboratories, okay, where they manufacture the jabs. And this is where the old part used to be for the mental institution. That's another mental home. Very ancient, by the way. Cool. National Aging Institute of Australia. There's the old Tirana. That used to be where all the kids used to get locked up. Yeah. This is politicians' pedo galore, mate. Playing ground. Fucking horrid cunts. Yeah, right on that corner of Poplar Road and Oak Street is where that CSL is. So, yeah, that's the building there. Very, very creepy place, by the way. A special thanks to Know Your Rights Group Australia on YouTube. Well, that will do it for me for the night. Thanks. Have a good one. Mm-hmm.